delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like. It's the Harry and Dana podcast.
So I'm still a little fragile, won't lie. This morning had a fairly big Bucks weekend in Sydney.
So what was the activity? Did you have any activities planned? PG-related activities?
No, everything was PG. You can't really do that kind of thing at the moment because of COVID.
Touche. Yeah.
So it wasn't...
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so it wasn't anything X-rated, don't worry. So I drove down to Sydney on the Friday. I stayed at my sister's house. And then on the Saturday, I went into the hotel where the crew was staying at.
Yeah.
And I met them and we went into a pub in a place called Double Bay. Everyone was wearing masks and it's a different world in Sydney at the moment. Very different to the Hunter Valley. Everyone's wearing masks and socially distance and
yeah.
You got to sign in everywhere. I think you still have to sign in.
Yeah, I do around here too.
Yeah. It's just that, like, I really still hope I have an invite to the wedding.
Well, isn't this the wedding that you weren't... You're not the best man at?
No.
And it's one of your best mates?
It's one of my best mates. And I don't know what happened, but we just ended up arguing the whole time. So...
Harry, how do you do this?
I didn't... Because what happened was we had like a private area at the pub, which was really nice. But the first argument happened because they put the cricket on and the cricket's so boring.
Hang on. Weren't the boys down there to watch the cricket? Isn't that the point?
That's what my argument was about. They went to watch the cricket the day before. So they'd already watched the cricket.
Oh, right.
And my other mate messaged me and was like, oh, there's a really good movie on 7flix. So I was like, oh, I'll chuck that on. So I changed the channel.
At the pub,
yeah.
What gives you the right?
No, I didn't, as I said, I thought it was okay. And then he took me aside and he's like, mate, everyone wants to watch the cricket. Like, we're here to watch the cricket. And I'm like, yeah, but the cricket's really boring and you guys watched it yesterday. And he's like, it's not all about
you. Mate, we don't want to watch The Lion King.
It was like something like The Lion King. I think it was The Incredibles too. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. Then the second argument happened because I ordered a cocktail. And the lady's like, oh, cocktails aren't included on the bar tab. So I like took him aside and I was like, mate, what's the go with the cocktails? Like, I can't order a cocktail. It's only beer. And he goes, there's only beer on the bar tab. Like, we all just want to drink beer. Like, just let it go. And I was like, oh. Then like,
sing, let it go.
As the night progressed and obviously we had a bit more to drink, we ended up getting into an argument about politics.
Oh, Harry.
Which got quite heated. And
isn't that like one of the things you never talk about around a table?
I know. And then I went to the bar and I came back and I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to take myself home. So I just took myself back to the hotel and like had to ask around for a key. I was like, can you lend me the key? Like, and so the next morning was okay, but we haven't spoken again since, me and the groom.
So watch this space. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I'll probably be here in the wedding.
So well, you won't need that outfit we picked out for
you.
I don't need the outfit.
Exposed. In entertainment news, the star of the new Netflix series Bridgerton, who plays the Duke of Hastings, has addressed rumours as to whether or not he will be the next James Bond. But first, over the weekend, the Kardashians wrapped up filming of their reality TV show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, after 20 series.
Okay, guys, we just finished filming forever. Like, forever, ever. We're done. We're never filming again. That's so crazy. So we're having a drink with the crew in my backyard, hanging out. Cheers to, I don't know, 15 years, 20 seasons of craziness and lots of love.
Two things in that. Yeah. First of all, after 15 years and 20 seasons, she didn't know what to cheers. And second of all, at the beginning she said forever, like forever ever. I love that beyond forever is forever ever.
I didn't pick up on that, but you're right. I'm surprised they finished filming the series though. Like, they're all doing other stuff, I suppose.
Yeah, they just don't want people looking into their lives anymore, yeah. Which I completely understand as they all get on in age. But afterwards, they had the most bougie garden party that I've ever seen. Like, it would fit your taste, Harry.
Oh, nice.
There was, like, a food truck that was stick it up for their event. They had cookies on the table with their faces on them.
Mm.
Very, very bougie.
That's what I need. That's exactly what I need.
We're coming back home now. The Red Wiggle, Simon Pierce, and his wife, Lauren Hannaford, have news.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K.
Now, this isn't the news. This song isn't the news.
I was going to say, what, the news is that they know the alphabet?
But they'll need this song if they're going to teach their newborn how to sing it. They have had just announced that they've had the birth of their first child, and I know you're not a fan of the unusual baby name, so you ready for this one?
What is it?
What do you think of the name for a little boy called Asher?
Actually, that's not, that's, it could be worse.
Oh, thank goodness they've got the Harry tick of approval.
Yeah, no, because I'm not a fan of celebrity baby names. I always name their kids dumb things. But Asher isn't bad. I don't mind that.
Alrighty, well, I'm glad you approve.
Yeah.
I'll let him know.
Thanks.
And finally, to the huge Netflix hit of Bridgerton. Have you been watching this, Harry?
No. I put on Netflix yesterday for the very first time, and I saw it, but I didn't watch it. I don't know what it's about.
Well, it's huge. It's like an 18th century Gossip Girl. So someone writes letters to the paper, and it's like high society in England, and it's very posh, immaculate costumes. It's a period piece, and they would have spent so much money on creating this. But one of the stars, Regé Jean Page, a.k.a. the Duke of Hastings, incredibly good looking, by the way.
No.
He has addressed, after much internet speculation, he has addressed rumours as to whether or not he will be the next James Bond.
I think the internet thinks a lot of things, and that's one of the more pleasant ones. So I can be pleased as far as that goes.
Yeah.
I think there might be an element of like a cultural translation to be done here. Like if you're a Brit and you do something of any kind of renown that people regard well, then people start saying the B word. You know, it's like a merit badge. You get the B word merit badge. But that's, I don't think it's much more than that. I'm very, very glad to have the badge. I'm glad to be in such wonderful company of people who have the badge.
The next James Bond.
Yeah, so it doesn't look like he's accepted an offer yet or received an offer as to be the next James Bond, but he would be incredible at it.
Well, there was rumours that, what's his name, Luther, who plays Luther. I now can't remember his name. This is really annoying. I can't believe this happened live on the air. But there were lots of people that were rumoured to be the next Bond, but no such announcements have been made yet.
Well, I think he could go into the running because he'd be amazing at it. It would be amazing to have a person of colour as well as a James Bond.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. Yeah, totally. Thank you for the latest in entertainment, Dana.
Now, this is a story out of the UK. A woman has done something that I'm sure she regrets after she's done it, after police got involved. But I'm going to set the scene. You're house sitting at the moment, Harry.
I am, yes.
What's the little puppy that you're house sitting? What's his name?
Lola. It's a girl.
Lola, okay. Yeah. So imagine that you're taking Lola out for a walk and you're taking a route that you don't usually take and you see something sticking out of the ground and it looks like a human toe.
What?
You take a photo of it, you call the police. Is that what you would do? What would you do if you saw a...
Yeah, that's probably exactly what I would do. Why is that not the right thing to do?
Well, this is what this woman has done. She has seen this human toe out with her dog. She's called the police. The police have rocked up. They've done a full investigation. More detectives kept coming. They even brought sniffer dogs onto the scene.
Yeah, huge operation.
Huge. One of the police came up to her. It was a couple of hours in the making of, like, this whole investigation. They'd put tape up and everything. She'd showed the photo to all these police and detectives and they'd agreed with her that looks like a human toe. So they did a full scale of the whole area, the whole like parkland. Then the police officer came up to her hours later and said, is this the human toe that you saw, and holds out his hand. It was a tiny potato.
What? It's a tiny potato. How do you mistake a tiny potato for a human toe? A tiny potato.
I didn't even think of it. But imagine that, getting a whole operation down there and it was just a potato.
Oh, I can completely relate to that. Like, that is exactly something I would do. If I saw, I would freak out at first, take a photo, then call the police. They would come down. That is exactly the kind of situation I would get myself into.
How mortifying would that be?
I know. To find out that it was just a potato in the end.
You're known as the potato lady around town.
Yeah. Oh, it's everyone's favourite segment. Here we go.
Speaking.
Sing along.
Words of wisdom. With Harry.
Sing along, Dana.
Hello.
With Harry. With Harry. With Harry. Yeah, with Harry.
Is this...
Speaking words of wisdom.
Is this here to stay?
With Harry.
Oh, I was really getting into it then too.
The phones are currently lighting up. I don't know why. Maybe they're trying to tell you to not have this segment. I like to think that that's why they're calling.
I'm probably going to say that that's probably the reason, yeah. Can the producers please bring in the gong?
Oh, if only we had producers.
Here we go. Thank you very much. The station here very generously purchased a gong, blew the budget out the window. Sorry about that.
If we don't have enough Zupa Dupas at the pool party tomorrow, it's because of your gong budget.
Well, the segment's not going anywhere, so the gong stays. This is where I labour over the weekend of some words of wisdom, some affirmations for you to take home and start the week with. First one is, if you're having trouble meeting someone, which a lot of people do, just go to the police and tell them someone robbed you. When they ask for a description, just describe your perfect partner. They'll round them all up for you. Think about it. Just describe your perfect partner to them and then they'll round them
then
up.
Then you've got a lineup like in the movies.
Exactly. Line up of your perfect partner.
And then how do you go about that? Like how do you pick the one that you want to date and then they'll get thrown in prison? Like how does that go?
Well, I didn't think it that far through.
This is why this is not should not be called words of wisdom. It should be called words of stupidity.
If your computer is overheating, just run it under cold water.
Oh, my God, Harry.
Because it does happen. It does happen.
This is too soon. You know I spilt water on my laptop last week.
Yeah. And no, but it was over. If it was overheating, it would help it.
Okay.
If you want to get out of any sort of contract, just tell them you're going to prison. It tends to work. That actually is a true story. That came from a mate of mine.
What is with the prison theme in your words of wisdom today?
No, I'm just... Well, because a mate of mine was saying that he was doing a bit of... Over the weekend, I had his bucks night, and he said he got out of his phone contract by telling them that he was going to prison.
That goes on your record, you know. So when he tries to get another phone contract, I don't think he's going to go down so well.
That's fine. It's fine. It's words of wisdom. Like, so...
So okay, don't listen to any of that advice. It's all rubbish and it's not true.
The Big Three.
Baraba Hunters Toyota Specialist for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
Jessica Rouse joins us for the Big Three, the biggest three stories you need to know this morning. Welcome back, Jess Rouse.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys? Happy New Year. Is it too late to say?
Oh, yeah, because you're away for all of that. I once got a Happy New Year in March.
Oh,
yeah, someone was like, Happy New Year. I was like, mate, it's March.
Better late than never.
Yeah,
exactly. How was your time off?
It
was good.
Did
you feel well rested?
I'm relaxed. I'm chilled out.
Mm. What did you do?
Last. So I went up to up north, which was a fun experience, jumping over the border.
Oh, you jumped the border.
Jumped the border.
Yeah.
Whereabouts exactly?
I went to Airlie Beach for a few days.
Oh,
beautiful. Which was so nice.
Pretty humid up there, I hear.
Oh, the humid. I've never sweated so much in my life.
Wow.
It's gross.
Hot.
Yeah,
it was real hot.
Let's chat about the Big Three. I hate to bring the mood down, but the SCG, there's some stuff that happened there that was pretty disgusting.
Yeah, so Cricket Australia have apologised twice to the Indian team after some racist slurs against some of the players. So play was stopped yesterday when Mohammad Siraj spoke to his captain, the umpires, about some racial slurs that he heard from some people in the audience. There were six spectators booted out of the SCG in the end. Each one of them have been interviewed to try and figure out what happened. So police and Cricket Australia are doing a joint investigation into this. Apparently some spectators who were sitting around the guys who were booted out say that they didn't say anything at all. So I guess at the end of the day, the investigation will figure out what happened, but certainly not nice to have happen at the test.
No.
No, and especially you not being in your home country, how alienated that would make you feel. That's not okay in any circumstance. So I'm glad they're doing an investigation.
Yeah, I hope there's an outcome at least. Because, look, I know what it's like. You get on the beers there and stuff gets said and it's not nice. So it's just disgusting. I think that behaviour is awful. Let's chat about this ban of Trump on social media.
So Twitter has permanently suspended Donald Trump's account because of the risk of further incitement of violence. So he received a 12-hour ban after the events in Washington last week, but now Twitter has removed him from for good. The official Twitter safety account wrote, after close review of recent tweets from @TheRealDonaldTrump, which is his handle, and the context around them, we have permanently suspended the account due to the risk of further incitement. So this means that Twitter, he will not have access to that account forevermore.
Finally.
Wow.
So, get him off the internet.
Yes, exactly.
Well, he's only got 10 days left, I think, and then Joe Biden is inaugurated in, sworn in. So.
But still, he's not going to, until that transition is complete, he's also not going to have access to his Facebook and Instagram accounts, but he hasn't been entirely suspended from those accounts. It's only Twitter that has been deleted.
Well, keeping with the Trump theme for a moment, an American Airlines pilot threatened to divert and dump people out if they didn't behave after there were pro-Trump supporters on board. They were chanting and failing to wear masks on board the flight. The flight said to have taken off without incident from Washington, D.C., heading for Phoenix. Videos posted on social media show the passengers sat in their seats repeatedly chanting USA before the pilot makes this announcement.
USA! 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 USA!
This is the way it's going to be. It's a 4.5-hour flight up to Phoenix. We'll pump, put this plane down in the middle of Kansas and dump people up. I don't care.
I'm with that.
That's, we will do that if that's what it takes.
Wow.
So, behave, please.
Wow, that's where he goes, behave.
Well... makes me feel sick. Just people, why don't you put a mask on?
Exactly.
It's not that hard.
Particularly with everything that's going on in the United States at the moment.
Yeah.
And planes are a petri dish at the best of times.
Exactly. Like,
aren't they worried about their own health? Like, if not for everybody else, but you'd be worried about your own health. I don't understand it.
They probably just don't think coronavirus is a thing.
Yeah, conspiracy theorists. I don't know.
Who knows?
Jessica Rouse, thank you for the big three. Have a great day. We'll see you at 7:30.
No worries.
The Pub Quiz.
This is your pop quiz. We're doing it a little differently. Five questions, 30 seconds, and you could be taking home $150 to spend at IGA in Muswellbrook. Calling through, we're quick on the phone this morning, was Jono from Singleton. How you doing, Jono?
Yeah, good.
What are you up to this morning?
Just getting ready for work. Back to work today for the first time this year.
Oh,
that's
no.
Got to be rough.
Yeah, that's going to hurt, man.
How was waking up this morning?
It was tough. That alarm hit differently.
All right. Well, hopefully $150 to spend at IGA might make it a little bit sweeter this morning. You got five questions, 30 seconds. Your time will start after Dana asks you the first question. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, here we go.
All righty. How many millimetres in a centimetre?
10.
What's today's date?
The 11th of January.
What's the name of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's child?
Oh.
You can pass at any time. We'll come back to it. Who's the next president of the United States to be sworn in next
Joe
week?
Joe Biden.
Which contestant on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here quit last week because of her snake phobia?
Oh, I'm not watching it. The Married at First Sight girl.
Oh, no, we're out of time as well. Oh, and you didn't do too badly. The name of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's child is Archie. Which contestant on I'm a Celeb quit last week due to her snake phobia was Mel Buttle. But you still did well this morning, man, but you missed out on that cash. Sorry about that.
Nah, all good. Thanks, guys.
Harry and Dana's Big Time.
Do yourself a huge favour and save this number in your phone, especially over the next couple of weeks, 654-11981. And then when you hear this, call us because you could be going on the standby list to win an Apple Watch.
Easy as that. As soon as you hear this, just give us a call, 654-11981. We'll put you on that standby list.
Let's go to Muswellbrook now. Mark just called through when we played it between the songs. You were quick on the phone, Mark.
I was.
Yeah, well done, man. You're on the standby list. What are you up to this morning?
I'm just about to go to work.
Oh, first day back?
Yeah. Enjoy the weekend off.
Oh, I bet.
Good. Well, I've got your number, so we'll definitely put you on the standby list. Do you have an Apple Watch already?
No, I don't, no.
Would this be something that you'd be interested in keeping or re-gifting?
Just keeping it.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Good.
Nice
good,
one.
Good man. Okay, we'll pop you on the standby list. Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thanks very much.
All right, let's go to Gundy now where Karen is. Karen, your first day back at work today?
Yes, it is.
Oh, painful.
What do you do?
I work at the council.
Beautiful. So was it rough getting out of bed this morning?
It was a little bit. I had to set the alarm again, which was pretty hard to do.
Oh.
Fair enough. But let's spin it. What's the thing that you're looking most forward to today?
Seeing all my workmates.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, totally. All right, well, we're going to pop you on the standby list. An Apple Watch could be yours. There's not many people on the standby list so far, just one. So you got a good chance. Okay, so an Apple Watch could be all yours. As Dana asked before, are you going to keep it or are you going to re-gift it?
I'm going to keep it.
Good.
Great.
Good
people
know.
In the Hunter love a good keeping of the gift from the radio. I love it.
Why not? Have yourself a good day today as well, Karen, okay?
Thanks, guys.
No worries. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow and at any time from 6, as soon as you hear this sound, give us a call on 654-11981 and we could be popping you on the standby list.
So it was my mum's birthday yesterday. And she's down in Victoria, so I couldn't spend the day with her. But because it was her birthday, I thought that we could give her a call and I could give her a birthday message live on air.
Okay.
Now, she gets a bit nervous before she gets on air, so I don't know how chuffed she'll be about this. But have you got the number there?
Yeah, I've got the number. Here we go. All right, I think it's ringing.
Hello.
Hey, Mum. It's me. It's Dana.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Just letting you know you're on the air.
Oh, God.
I know you don't like it too much. Harry's here too.
Hi, Harry. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing? You're right. Just don't swear for us because you are live.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Just, you know, I know how much of a gutter mouth you've got.
Hey, Mum, I just wanted to give you a little birthday message as it was your birthday yesterday. Would that be okay?
Okay.
Okay. Dear Mum, happy, happy birthday. You've always really been the backbone of our family. And growing up, like when I used to remember coming home crying when I was in year seven, when I was being bullied, and you were always there. And there were times where I left my geography uni essay. I remember sitting at the kitchen table in our lounge room and I'd left my essay till the last minute and it was due at 11:59 at night and you were always there to proofread. And you've always been there through the breakups and through the ups and downs and the self-doubt and me thinking that I'd never be able to get a job in radio. And you've always been there to encourage and support us, and I love you and I'm so proud of you. And I hope that yesterday, I know I couldn't be there with you, but I really hope that you had the most beautiful birthday. Happy birthday, Mum.
Oh, I didn't know I was such a legend. Oh, thank you, darling. You know, you do what you do. You do what I have to do.
Oh, well, I really wish I could have been there, and I know that Dad and everybody in the family made it special, but happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet. Thank you.
Is this? Can I just ask a question? Sorry to ruin the perfect moment here, but is this? Are you not getting your mum a present now? Or
she opened it yesterday. How dare you, Harry?
Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
It's all done and dusted.
Okay. All right.
Even left it down here at Christmas, so she was very.
Oh wow! Cool. You were organised, Dana.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Have the best day, Mum. I love you.
Okay, love you too. Take care.
As you know, Dana, I had this Bucks weekend that I went to this weekend.
Yeah.
Still feeling a little fragile, not going to lie. but had a great time. It was good. Great to catch up. They're actually a different group of friends to mine. So, like, he's like my best mate, but I don't really know a lot of his friends.
Oh, so you got to meet a whole bunch of new people.
Yeah. And I met this one guy who had a bit of a quirk in his relationship. So,
this sounds juicy.
So this was about... well, I'm going to say 8:30 at night. And he was stone cold sober.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what's the go, man? You're not drinking. And like, not peer pressuring. Like that. I was just curious.
Power to him.
And I was like, how do you do that? And he goes, oh, well, when I drink, when I have a couple of beers, I tend to snore. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We all do that. I'm prone to that as well. And he goes, yeah, so my wife doesn't let me drink.
At all.
I was like, unless she's away or something, I assume, he's probably can have a drink. But because he was going home that night to his wife, he wasn't allowed to have anything to drink because he snores when he drinks.
I wonder how that conversation would go, though, whether it's, I've had enough of this. If you want to come home to bed, you have to not drink. Or it's like, how about we come up with a solution?
Well, I'd imagine it's happened. And she said, you know what, snoring is a deal breaker for me. Either you can continue to drink and I'm gone, or you remain sober and not snore and I'll stick around. That's how I kind of imagined the conversation has gone.
Yeah, that's a tricky one because I don't even know if snoring, I don't know if it's a deal breaker or not. Because my ex-boyfriend used to snore and I used to get rubbish night's sleep, but I'd just like literally kick him in the leg and be like, roll over.
Yeah, once you roll over, it's okay. But I thought on 654-11981, is snoring a deal breaker for you? I'm imagining this is probably like...
Are you doing research for your future relationships?
I kind of am a little bit because I know you can get help for snoring and I do snore. So I want to know... like in the past, it hasn't been a problem with my girlfriends. I've had pretty much a similar scenario to you. They just kick me and I roll over.
Yeah, and then it's fine.
And then it's okay. But I thought on 654-11981, would you maybe even go as far as what this wife has done to her husband and say, you're not allowed to drink at all because you snore when you've had a couple of beers.
Okay, let's throw it out there. Is snoring a deal breaker?
654-11981's our number. I've just joined us. I was chatting about a guy that I met on my Bucks weekend that just happened this last weekend. And
a Bucks weekend that you went on. It's not yours.
It wasn't mine.
I didn't make your relationship so successful with the dating coach situation.
No, that one didn't work out, as a matter of fact. No, a mate of mine's getting married. And so he's one of my best mates, but I don't really know his group of friends. So we all went out together and I met a bunch of new guys. And one of them was stone cold sober. And I said, why are you not drinking? Like, it's a Bucks night. And he's like, oh, well, when I have a couple of beers, I tend to snore. And my wife doesn't like it, so she won't let me drink. So
that's a hard and fast rule.
It was snoring for her was a definite deal breaker. So we thought, let's put it out there to the Hunter Valley on 654-11981. Is snoring a deal breaker for you?
We put it up on socials as well. On Instagram, I put a poll up. And I love doing this because you get such a feel for what people think. And 71% of people said it's not a deal breaker.
Oh, thank God. Because I'm a snorer.
You're riding on it.
Yeah, I'm a snorer. I didn't want it to be a deal breaker. I wanted the opposite reaction. So this is great.
And a few comments on Facebook. Leanne said that she's been sleeping on the lounge for 2 years. That way she gets a good night's sleep and she's not telling him off all night, which is fair enough. But this is my favourite comment. Michelle said that they've been married for 25 years and the rule in their household is the first one to sleep wins because they both snore.
First one to get to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good point, to be honest, because once you're asleep, generally I'm the same. Once you're asleep, you're asleep.
You're asleep. Exactly. What does it matter?
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.